Hiltons and Marriott's use chatbots for customer support. Let's talk about robotics and automation. So robotics is already into the industry. So you have, room service which you can do, cleaning of rooms which you can do, and concierge service efficiently. You have these robot vacuum cleaners who understand nooks and corners and clean your entire room. That's an example of it. Rooms, you have room service which can be done. We'll give Crown Plaza robot dash delivers snacks and amenities. That's an example. So it navigates automatically, and it's got self-monitoring for its power usage. When power is down, it's coming down, it goes straight to its stand, and it goes and power dock and gets itself charged. So that is a robot. So it does all that. And the concierge service is the same. You can have a robot there giving concierge service to the guest. Completely, fully automated systems. You can do check-in, check-out, reducing wait time, automated speed check-in, check-out. Like I said earlier, you can use facial recognition for check-in. And you can do check-out also similarly. You can optimize staffing, enhance guest experience, and inform decisions. So all this comes in robotics. There are restaurants which use robots. So this is a highly evolving segment in the industry. So we discussed all this. We'll just take a recap of everything in terms of various aspects of guest experience. So AI uses cases, use cases in hospitality. Where do you use it? Customer experience, pricing we discussed, demand analysis we discussed, personalized room service we discussed, predictive analysis we discussed, customer survey and feedback, invoicing and payments, corporate office automation and revenue accounting. Corporate office automation is a very unique thing. So all hotels generated with AI, you can easily automate the entire corporate office. So they're linked up to this AI system, which will then generate reports and randomly make conclusions and give insights. Post-trip loyalty and sentiment analysis. That's another thing. Post-trip loyalty and sentiment analysis is what is that? Once the person has left, loyalty in terms of coming back, what feedback he puts on social media, what he discusses, where he places what, the entire sentimental analysis of the guest. Now let's go into each part. Customer experience. We've discussed this earlier. Again, we'll do a recap of this. Customer support using chatbots and other aspects. Chatbots and virtual assistants. Give feedback. Entire support system is available through AI. Whatever they require. Personalized service. Taking the customers. Details and analyzing the customer and creating personalized services, informing the hotel and recommending the customer also. Language translation to talk to the guest. A foreigner comes into the hotel. He's talking to an Indian who doesn't understand English. He's speaking in English, or he doesn't understand, can't speak English. He's a French person speaking in French. So automatically language translation and understanding in depth happens. Using apps, naturally. Guest feedback and sentimental analysis. When you take the entire guest feedback, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 guests who come into your hotel, and analyzing their feedback and seeing the sentimental analysis of the guests, using their social media, comparing the two, seeing where you're going right or going wrong, upselling and cross-selling, recommendations selling and to customers, streamlining operations. We discussed HR, we discussed all those aspects contribute to streamlining operations. Streamlining operations technically means making sure that the operations happen right on time, optimal staff for optimal operation aspects, and you are concentrating more on guest services. Creating customer loyalty systems. Now that's another aspect. Creating customer loyalty systems is what you're doing is you're tailoring loyalty programs now for customers. You know, normally hotels have a fixed loyalty program. So now you can also tailor them to customer requirements. See, there are certain people who will not take your loyalty program because they don't fit his requirements. He has no benefit taking that loyalty system. So customer loyalty systems are being created that way. So you're tailoring him. Somewhere you have point systems, somewhere you have other systems, but you're tailoring it to his requirements. Adding it, okay, you can use it for lottery services also. You can use it for that service also, which normally are not the loyalty systems. So that, you know, gives them an advance, a little more, attachment to the brand. Because you are looking at his needs. Smart product placements always helps in selling products. I mean, what you see is what you buy. So that's another aspect. We just discussed facial recognition for faster check-ins. You can have completely, guest walks into the hotel, he's already booked. You have his name, you have his face on record. Automatically, the face checks in. He gets a message on his phone saying that your room number, you've been checked in, your room number is so and so. He can go directly into his room. So what do the hospitality use for customer support currently? Use chatbots for customer support, engagement and services. Virtual assistant to handle bookings and FAQs. Virtual assistants in the room, in smart rooms. And enhance satisfaction with human workload with 24/7 availability. So in the middle of the night, you're calling the housekeeping desk and no one is answering, will no longer be a problem. The personalized service. Virtual assistants offer personalized guest experience. That's one aspect. You have a guest room, a virtual assistant is there. It will personalize everything for you. It will ensure every department knows everything. They will also provide local info. Which restaurants to go to, which are good restaurants around. You may not want to eat in the hotel restaurant, you may want to eat outside, so that also I'll recommend. Basically, a virtual assistant room is also doing a concierge service. It'll help you in your itineraries, fine-tuning of your itineraries or making itinerary. I don't know what to do tomorrow, but I want to see the museum, I want to see that. So it'll give you a itinerary. It obviously allows you room control. And it tailors everything to your need, your things. So your satisfaction is going to be enhanced. Now, if you go into a hotel and everything gets tailored to what you want, by just talking to someone, in this case, AI, virtual assistant, and everything else, it becomes your own personal concierge. Language translation is a very important aspect. World over, different languages are spoken. In India, there are millions of languages which are spoken. I don't know exactly how many. But across India, there is languages differ. World languages differ from country to country. Common language across the world is English. But not everybody speaks English. Not everybody in the hospitality industry is educated. So chatbots, virtual assistants, they break all language barriers. So even the guests who come, some guests are not tuned to English. They'll speak in French, they will speak in German. So, but that automatically gets translated to the staff. The staff is only speaking Hindi or speaking Tamil. That gets translated to the guests. So the understanding between the two improves. The communication improves. So all that hotel booking confirmation, requests, amenities, information for guests, comfort, information for the guests, everything improves. The communication improves. Language translation is a very important aspect. Now, when you get guest feedback and sentiment analysis, guest feedback is one of the most important aspects. Now, how guest feedback are given two ways. One is feedback given by the guest when he's in the hotel premises checking out. The other through reviews online on various websites. The third is through recommendations to other guests who tell you, this guest came here and told me this. So these are the ways of, and fourth is the guest has spoken to staff. So all that data needs to be analyzed and should be analyzed for a longer period of time so that, and analyze effectively and actionable points need to be taken out. Normally this process is a long drawn out process, but with AI this process becomes simpler because a person is not going through all different websites and taking out guest feedback and then checking. Your AI is automatically correlating and saying what the feedback is. Moreover, that will enable service recovery and enhance guest satisfaction. And also analyzing your guest sentiments allows you to progress as an very important. Upselling and cross-selling. Now, upgrades based on guest preferences. Sometimes you may offer free upgrades just to ensure that the guest comes back. That also is a management decision, but AI can be used for that. Knowing that this guest keeps coming in to different hotels, has never come to you, but you come the first time. He always stays in a suite, but he's booked a normal hotel, a room in your hotel. You can automatically upgrade him to a suite and ensure that he's satisfied so that he comes back. So behavior gets analyzed, personalized offers get made, and you are maximizing revenue and enhancing guest experience. You know, you've already given that guest a little upgrade, so that helps him. And it can be used for any areas in the hotel or any restaurant, even spa. Spa treatments also can be personalized with that aspect. So all that information gathering, which normally hotel doesn't do. Hotel doesn't collect, right? They only take the data which is available to them and they analyze that. They don't collect from various sources, which AI will do for a hotel. Now, streamlining operations. I've given an example here. AI chatbots automate FAQs, reservations, room availability updates, freeing staff up, personalized guest interaction, boosting operational efficiency. Moreover than that, it also optimizes your number of staff required at any given point of time, your duty rosters. It streamlines everything. So the whole thing using AI in general, chatbots for one thing, other for another one, AI in general, will help you streamline operations. It helps in training also. Pointing on what needs to be trained, which will streamline operation. And definitely, routine task, if it takes it out of the system, it frees your staff for personalized services. And customer loyalty program. Personalizes offerings. I said this at the time when we were going through it. Personalizes offerings and retains customers. Now, loyalty program, I can pick and choose what offer to give you as per your preference. You may be offering me a happy hour from 6 to 7 in your hotel as a loyalty program, but happy hour is not my, I don't drink. So happy hour may not, incite me to take your loyalty program. So to retain customer, I may be using a lot of laundry, so you may give me free laundry service instead of that. So there are other things which can be personalized. I'll give you an example. So personalized encouraging me to keep coming back. No, loyalty programming giving me incentive to keep coming back. Now, smart product placement, use geolocations and predictive algorithms, real-time product recommended via mobile apps. basically smart product placements can be used. I'll give you an example in a hotel, minibar. So which product is kept where will help me, you know, choose. I mean, for some strange reason, people who are right-handers go towards the right first rather than the left when it comes to viewing the products. Go to the left first when it comes to viewing the products, then go to left to right. Sorry. So that, which are the products which catch the eye of a particular traveler also. Minibar is always helpful. And then also minibar, you can optimize offerings. So that all helps. Facial recognition technology for faster check-ins. Now facial recognition technology, identification, verification, all these aspects, you know, you have to give your Aadhaar card or your ID and everything, facial recognition technology, everything can be happen immediately. Facial recognition technology can be used for many things, not only faster check-ins. One is faster check-in. One is to recognize an unauthorized person in a guest bedroom area, guest room area, guest floors, unauthorized person being there. I've given you two examples here. That's one is Delta Air, which is using bag scanning security in Atlanta and Detroit, using this technology. And Marriott Rand Tower Hotel in Menopolis is using facial recognition for temperature checks, mask detection, and hand sanitizers. So, pricing. Pricing is broken up into two portions, pricing optimization and personalized pricing and promotion. Let's go through pricing optimization. Pricing using historical bookings, customer preferences, and market trends. So let's take, for example, what will AI do? What would a reservation manager do? Reservation manager will look at different trends which are happening everywhere. Historical trend bookings, which the hotel has got. What are my customers which are coming in? And what are the market trends at that point of time? He will go through different sites, bookings.com, Make My Trip, all these aspects he'll go through and come up with a thing is what I should price. Then you will look at peak time, what are the revenues which are coming in? Real time revenue. So all that optimization and all that, instead of the person just doing that and spending most time at doing that rather than and concentrating on other aspects of revenue management, this whole process can be optimized through AI. So AI would do everything, would analyze market trends in this, real peak revenue and okay, and adjust according to real time. Obviously with human OKs which go on it. So the analysis are shown in human OKs are done currently before AI becomes the all of it. Then personal pricing. We discussed this earlier also and go through it again. So how do you do it? Customer profile. To offer me personalized pricing and promotion. Now, here the guest behavior to determine relevant pricing option incentives. Enhance booking likelihood, fostering loyalty. Well, when I say that, what I mean is personalized pricing is done to looking at the behavior. If I'm a very price sensitive human being, I'm getting the room at 5,000 in MMT, but I want it a little better, I want 4,900. Always want a little better. Very price sensitive. So offering me those incentives, offering me freebies here, there, offering me other things which enhance my likelihood of booking. And AI can detect that. And what it uses? It uses my background, what I've been doing over different in sites, when I come to the hotel also, what I've been doing. So it uses every information available to it. So that is what AI can do, which a human being can't do, unless the person is in front of them. AI can do this without the person being in front of them. Demand analysis. But room allocation and availability, integration with distribution partners and channels, and forecasting. These are the three main topics in that. So we'll go through one by one. Room allocation and availability. So AI, what? Real-time monitoring of booking and demand. I have 50 rooms. I am getting more bookings right now, so it's real-time monitoring it. I get 7 room, 8 room, 9 room. So it's increasing my selling price automatically, because it is real-time monitoring my bookings. What are the bookings coming in? What price it's coming in? My room inventory is going smaller and smaller, available room inventory. So it is increasing it, dynamically pricing it. One is to maximize revenue. The other also does the same thing to maximize occupancy. And both talk to each other. So what are you doing by that? You're ensuring minimum empty rooms, unsold rooms. An unsold room for one night is an unsold room forever. So that is what it does. And then it integrates itself with all the distribution channels. So it is, monitoring now booking trends in different distribution channels. The MMT booking trend is higher than booking.com right now. So price fluctuation is happening accordingly. You understand? So it's looking at all those platforms, looking at pricing across all platforms, and then adjusting them to meet booking is coming less from a particular platform, so it drops the rate. It's coming more from a particular, raises the rate. So it's doing all that to optimize, to try and sell more. But it's also looking at the total number of people who are actually coming into that site. It is not only looking at the bookings which are coming to your hotel. It is looking at the total number of people coming out of that site also. Then it is forecasting based on historical data and market trends to project demand. It helps projection, helps planning. That's what forecasting does. Personalized room service, personalized room setting, integrated energy management, predictive maintenance, and personalized services and recommendations. These are the four topics we'll cover. Personalized room settings. So, the beauty of an AI is it remembers and it learns. And it never forgets. So, if I checked in today into a room, and I checked in after 3 days again into the different room in the same hotel, the AI algorithm knows me as a guest and my preferences for room settings and ensures that happens. And I don't have to say anything. So that's the beauty. So as a smart room technology, it adjusts automatically based on individual guests. Then intelligent energy management. So depending on the weather outside, the occupancy, room usage, energy can be used in the room properly. So it adjusts heating, cooling, lighting based on occupancy and condition. It reduces waste and costs. So if your entire energy system is linked up to an AI, it will first try and sell out, allocate rooms which are in a particular flow, so the energy in one particular flow is not used for a period of time. Then it'll go to that flow. So it automatically adjusts heating, cooling, and lighting based on occupancy and conditions. Pretty intense. Now, this is a very important answer. Predicting equipment failures. Equipments can fail at any point of time. So if there are smart equipments in the room, and the smart equipments are adjusted with an AI, so AI will see and monitor and let you know when equipments are going to fail. So there is amount of dust which has settled into your air conditioning system, and due to which water can leak from the front from your airflow in-room airflow system. It will tell you from before that the dust is going to make it leak. So you better do your maintenance. So what it does, it minimizes downtime, minimizes problems to the customer. A customer does not want to get into a room with a leaking air condition, not working properly. So it minimizes that. It allows house for, instead of a routine, these rooms will go, these rooms will not go for maintenance right now. It tells you, it makes a routine for you, that is one, but also tells you which are urgent rooms which need to be taken under maintenance. So Hilton, by using this ESG management platform, saved $1 billion. And Southwest Airlines cut fleet maintenance cost by 20%. Why? Because it told them what it needed to do when, before it actually failed. Or in the last minute, so I have to do more work on it. Now, personalized service and recommendation. AI in Smart Room provides personalized recommendations based on guest preference and historical data. So, suggestions for service activities or nearby attractions. Smart rooms have smart assistants. Smart assistants will tell you what to do, what not to do. So when a guest says he wants to order something, automatically he'll get ordered. And as per what the guest feedback is, historical data and the guest preferences has been, or interaction with the guest, will automatically suggest itineraries, where to go, what to do, what activities to do, nearby attractions, etc., etc. So those are there. Then comes predictive analytics. Front desk and check-in, concierge service, security and surveillance, and data analytics and insight. Let's get in front desk and check-in. So you can have AI robots manage front desk tasks like check-in, check-out, guest queries. You can have automated guest check-ins using facial recognition, automated check-outs using mobile phones. Automated processes reduce wasting time. Improve efficiency and collect data for analysis and insights. Then conscious robots act as concierge, offering local info and recommendations. They'll provide maps, assist with navigation, luggage, enhance convenience, create memorable experience. Data collected is of understanding guests is automated. So what does a concierge do? A concierge is giving information on what to do in the outside the hotel. Gives maps, helps you make bookings outside if you want to, helps you book a taxi, helps in luggage. All that can be automated through robots. And that information collected is valuable insight into the guest's preference. Now, security and surveillance. Now, this is a very important aspect. You know, like I was saying, facial recognition can be used to see whether there is an unauthorized person person moving in or a suspicious person moving in various in any guest area or unauthorized area for a guest. So that automates security, provides security, safety, peace of mind to the guests. So that also immediately monitors it and alerts the staff. You don't need one person just sitting in front of a monitor watching, and if that it slips out of that person's mind, you can have that person, but AI will also tell you. So this is a very important aspect. Data analytic and insights. Now, automation always generates data. Now, data need to be analyzed for giving insights. So when automation generates data, and efficient data, that data as AI always analyzes it and gives you special insights and optimizes it. Service bots deliver amenities, improve guest experiences. So all these chatbots, service bots, your robotics, automation, they all generate, analyze and keep data. What does the data help you do? That data gives you insight in how you should improve, what you should improve, and what amenities and services need to be concentrated on. How you need to, what are the training you need to do for your staff. So all that comes through data. So and data analytics insights, that is a very important aspect. In room voice assistant provides weather updates. Virtual assistants give 25. So all these are used. Virtual assistants, in-room concierge, or hotel concierge, all these are used for giving 24/7 data, not only to the guests but also to the hotel. Once you get that, it streamlines tasks, it frees up staff, it gives you priority, sets your direction right, reduces manual workload. Gives you that insight to give that knowledge, make that knowledge count. So AI-driven chatbots enhance efficiency by saving time for team members, allowing focus on complex issues. And guest data, extensive guest data allows you insights into the guest. Gives you a personalized experience to the guest. Boost guest interactions. Can you imagine you're walking in a corridor and the guest doesn't have a name tag, but the AI tells you that this guest's name is so-and-so. So you say Mr. So-and-so and good evening, good afternoon. That provides that data analytical insight which helps the hospitality industry move forward. Now customer feedback. Now, collection of feedback is done via social media, review platforms, feedbacks collected, feedback forms, online or offline, by hotel itself. Now, one is collection of the data. The other is looking at the data in real time and providing insights to the person who is reacting to that feedback. Of how we should react for service recovery, the one aspect when you're getting it on face-to-face. The other aspect for when you're getting it through review platforms for instant reply and how, prompt responses to reviews. Now taking all that and applying it to reputation management and seeing what reputation the hotel is suffering or being blessed with and the customer satisfaction. And taking all that information and analyzing it and using that information to improve the processes. Invoicing and payments. Basically what AI would do is streamline the entire invoicing and payment system. It will become automated. Your financial reconciliation happen. Your invoice categorization will happen. Your follow-ups will happen because it will automatically tell the person to follow up. It will analyze your data, track property performance, reduce manual reporting efforts. Basically, your entire financial management system can be handled by AI. AI will also check your inventories. What is the inventory level? What is being purchased? What is the inventory supposed to be? And then make sure that the physical inventory is taken. Look at that. Which products you're buying which are not effective. So all that can happen through AI very quickly. And corporate back office automation and revenue management. See, entire thing is to, you're automating your tasks, reducing costs. So all your back office management, like your maintenance now becomes automated. Okay. So your preventive maintenance, housekeeping requests, you already know it's being automatically going on. Your tracking system becomes automated. Your reminder system becomes automated. There is no need for you handling repetitive tasks. You're reducing costs. Improving efficiency, you're not also another thing aspect which a lot of these hotels keep doing is making physical reports every day. At the end of every shift, a report is made. Now, this entire process also can be automated. Now, post-trip loyalty and sentiment analysis. So, hospitality uses AI to analyze social media, sentiment, analyze your insights, your personalized video promotions. Today's greatest time is YouTube videos. A lot of people make a YouTube TV videos on of their travel. So, analyzing that. Seeing what have you done, where you've gone, have you mentioned the hotel which you are staying in, what is your feedback on that in your YouTube video. Maybe skipped, maybe one line. Why you skipped. Looking at your social media posts, have you mentioned anything about the hotel. Now Airbnb uses sentimental analysis on Twitter to gauge customer reaction effectively. So that's an example. There are lots more examples. So, we'll sum it up now. Benefits of AI in hospitality industry: improve customer service, enhance efficiency and productivity, cost saving, data-driven and decision-making, increased security and safety, real-time personalization, competitive advantage, strategic decision-making. Now, for real-world examples of companies using AI in hospitality. So, Hilton Hotels, Connie is their robot. It's a concierge using an LP and machine language. It interacts with guests, offers local info, learns from interactions. Intercontinental Hotel Group, which IHG is partnered with IBM Watson. Watson Assistant, AI-powered concierge for personalized guest experiences. These are two examples here. Four Seasons uses chatbot for reservation chat. Yotel uses robot Yoto, automated luggage storage and retrieval with touchscreen interaction. This is not a voice generator, it's a touchscreen interaction. These are examples, real-world examples. Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas uses AI concierge roles, voice-activated digital assistant for guest service. They can text also and they can voice chat also. You can request fresh towels, toiletries, local recommendations, hotel services. Also suggest entertainment and attraction, forwarding complex requests to staff. Wendy's uses AI ordering and feedback system, uses Google Cloud basically, AI. Enhance food ordering and customer feedback. Speech to text and text to speech, both. Enana Hotel, Japan's hotel, all AI robot stuff. AI robots managing reception, check-in, luggage and room service. Large chains, impact of AI and large chains and small independents. Large chains. AI is used for automation, predictive analysis. We discussed all this. I'm just going through the highlighting. Automation, predictive analysis, personalization, AI assistance, and smart rooms. Predictive maintenance for productive rooms, pricing and inventory optimization, AI-driven inventory management for budget forecasting, energy efficiency for reducing costs, and centralized operation for enhanced guest experience across properties. Small hotels. Small hotels cannot afford large automated. Small independents they automate tasks like data entry, inventory management, customer service. Predictive analysis will help in analyzing data, forecasting behavior, guide measures. We're basically summarizing what we've already discussed. So I'm not going to go into details of all this, but I'm just going through them so that you know they remain fresh in your mind. Personalization through AI-powered recommendation engines will enhance guest experience based on preference of past. Chatbots and virtual assistants are used by small independents. Smart room technology also is used, especially for room control features. AI-optimized energy use and reduced costs is also help small hotels. And obviously, all hotels can benefit from expenses cut and boosting competitiveness large chains. Hotels who do not educate themselves about AI risk falling behind in the hospitality industry. That is for sure. Now let's get to emerging trends. Personalization, sustainable practices, immersive experiences and metaverse. Personalization, mobile keyless check-in, check-out. We have discussed all this. Loyalty programs using voice assistants. Trends. These are trends. We discussed all this. mobile-less, keyless check-in, check-out. I mean, face recognition, they tell you which room to go to and your face only opens the room door. So you don't need NFT loyalty program using voice assistants, virtual concierge, voice assisted room controls, personalized dynamic pricing. We've discussed all this in this entire chapter. Guest profiling and predictive analysis, digital avatar ID for intelligent customer interaction, sustainable practices and contactless services, green practices, renewable energy, waste reduction, local sourcing, eco-friendly amenities, tech-driven low-touch services, keyless check-in, voice command, online payments, robot assistant for safety and concern. All these were discussed earlier in this chapter. Immersive experiences, VR 360 view for pre-booking visualization, where you have a 360 view in a virtual reality and you can see your room, you can see your hotel, and then you can make your visualization whether you would like to stay in the room or not. Then AR, augmented reality overlays for real-time guidance and information, and metaverse for virtual venues and enhanced customer interactions. Metaverse, travel and hospitality to grow with 3.3% annual air passenger increase and 50% cargo growth by 2030. Industry must offer unique experiences. Efficient operation means sustainable growth. Metaverse is the key for personalized experiences to attract tech-savvy millennials and Gen X. So the whole thing of AI is a product of Metaverse. Value of Metaverse is $5 trillion by 2030, McKinsey's quoting. Gartner's 40% of the larger organization will use Metaverse tech by 2027. Brand adopts the Metaverse for unique experience and competitive edge. Metaverse mergers enhance physical and digital realities. Other trends. VR, integration of VR and AR. For immersive travel and hotel experiences. Using AI for dynamic pricing in travel and hospitality. Recommend sustainable tourism and eco-friendly hotel operations. Enhance security with AI-driven risk detection and real-time alerts. Gen AI personalizes content by analyzing travel history and preferences. Provides dynamic virtual tours of hotels and destinations. Translates customer queries and responds in their native language. We've discussed all that. Enhance marketing material with stunning travel photography and illustration. With this, I'd like to thank you very much.